by Robbie Krueger, a defensive tackle and a junior for Morris. Third down, 3 yards to go, a two-yard gain for Rich.
That time there for Botello, instead of having two running backs in a line behind him, they were spread out, one to his right and one to his left. And that time, the snap, he just hands it right to his right to the already running Fritz straight ahead. Basically an off-tackle dive play. Not much there. Nice job by the Orioles to slow that play down.
Split backs to the right hash, and they're close down to the 3 yard line. It'll be enough for a first down. Completely missed the ball here, and that looks like it was number 3. Chase Botello now getting the action. That's a 5'7", 160 junior, and brought down by Morris's Austin Eddington, that sophomore linebacker. First and goal for the Eagles from the Morris 3 yard line. They've got 4 chances to punch yet another one in. They have 3 in the books already.
And Fritz checking out of this game. Again, Deckerville doing a really nice job with a lead, rotating in some of these juniors, giving them some game time action here early in this first half.
Split backs. Botello hands it off to his left split back, and he's down to the end zone. Touchdown, Deckerville. Number 43, Wade Saldana, with the carrying duties for 3 yards, dives in, gets across the end zone line, and now Deckerville leads by 28 points with a two-point conversion still to come with 8:32 left in the second quarter.
Very prototypical, very productive drive for Deckerville. They burn some time. They get 3, 4, 5, 6 yards of play. They just continue to wear down this Oriole defense. And another drive leads to another touchdown for the Eagles.
A 4-minute, 43-second drive covered 55 yards. And the two-point conversion is complete as the pass is complete to Jonathan Ridley for 2 points. It's 30-nothing. Deckerville leads Morris. We still have 8 minutes and 32 seconds before halftime on the WLEW Sports Network.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the Drop Zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the drop zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no drop zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the drop zone.
On the kickoff, Christian Rivers brings it in at the 20-yard line. Nearly muffs it, gets out to the 26-yard line before he's brought down by Connor Lamont and Wade Saldana of Deckerville. First and 10 for Morris as they're trying to put together anything that doesn't result in a punt or a lost fumble on the first play.
Well, I'm glad you pointed out Wade Saldana gets the touchdown and then makes the special teams tackle. So a do-it-all kind of player, plays special teams and does it well.
He pops the popcorn at halftime, too, might even play in the marching band.
Cass City leads Brown City 26-0 early in that game.
It's a handoff through the right gap. Gets out to about the 29-yard line for Morris, number 28, the ball carrier, Austin Eddington. Hey, good enough for a 4-yard gain. Second down, 6 yards to go. And it appears that it was brought down by number 28, Jonathan Ridley, 5'11", 160-pound senior for Deckerville.
Again, another important player for Morris. Sophomore running back Austin Eddington. They got a couple sophomores, some playing linebacker, one's playing running back. Obviously, bright future for Morris. A little bit of a reconstruction feel going on right now because Deckerville is completely dismantling him so far.
And it's a handoff right through the middle, and it's going nowhere fast as Wyatt Janowak leads the tackling for Deckerville. On the bottom of that pile is the quarterback and the keeper, Luke Bingshettle, is what we're being told how to say his name, Luke Bingshettle. We'll roll with it. Third down, 5 yards to go.
And it looked like a rugby style run there. Is it just basically the offensive line and quarterback just kind of go ahead and no one can actually tackle the quarterback there? It was kind of an odd play, but eventually the quarterback goes down for very little gain. Third and 5 coming up for Morris.
Ben Shettle rolling to his right to pass, and it falls incomplete, thrown at the feet of number 28, Austin Eddington. Brings up a 4th down, 5 to go. Morris more likely going to have to punt this one away, but when you're trailing by 30 points with 5 minutes into the second quarter, Dave, do you start trying to go for it? What's your game plan
at this point? You probably just punt it away, Clark, and just take your medicine. This game's already out of reach, so don't make it worse. At least make them go the distance of the field.
And that's exactly what they're doing, as Gavin Lucas is back deep at his own 20-yard line awaiting the snap to punt this one away. Deckerville has no one back deep to receive it. Beautiful punt. Bounces at the 33-yard line and takes a Morris bounce all the way inside the 25, right where it stops, with a 75-yard field to work with for the Eagles. 1st and 10 for the maroon and gold, 75 yards from their own score.
Again, a beautiful punt. Deckerville with no one back to return, and that's okay. They're going to let that ball die and give their offense a chance to go the distance here. Again, 6 minutes, 52 seconds left in the first half. You can bet Deckerville now going to slow the offense down just a little bit to continue to pound the football and run that play clock down to try and drain some clock here and not give Morris much time on their next possession.
Morris had the ball for 1:40 and covered 5 yards and resulted in punt on that last drive. 1st and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles at their own 25-yard line. Split back set. Patello is under center and hands it off to number 5, Austin Fritsch. He gets out to the 30-yard line where forward progress is stopped by Luke Binshettle. Plays linebacker, quarterback, also listed as tight end.
After about 6 tries, I think you got it right.
Binshettle.
It sounded good that time.
Thank you. Regardless, all right, folks, at home, try and spell this one and spell it out. Binshettle.
I think Binshettle's as close as we've gotten yet.
We're going to roll with it regardless. 2nd down, 6 yards to go for the Eagles. Patello hands it off to his left back out to the 34-yard line. Saldana, the ball carrier for Deckerville, a yard short of the 1st down marker, brought down by Luke Binshettle. 3rd down, 1 yard to go. The 1st down marker is at just the other side of the 35-yard line. For the Eagles, splitting the hash marks, left to right across your radio. 5:45 before half. Split back set, Patello under center. Hands it off to his left back, dives through the line of scrimmage and then some. Has the 1st down marker and the 1st down and then some. That's Wade Saldana yet again, 5'8", 170-pound senior. Plays halfback for Deckerville. Move the chains, 1st and 10.
A lot of times he plays fullback, Clark, and I don't know if he has had the football in his hands yet and been outside the hash marks.
I don't think so.
He literally runs in between tackles, and he goes straight ahead. It does not matter where open space is. He's going straight ahead. Shortest distance between 2 points is a straight line, and that's exactly where he's going.
Steve Lynn would be proud of you, your geometry teacher from years ago. 1st and 10 for Deckerville. As a handoff across the 40-yard line out to the 42-yard line. That is Wade Saldana yet again, and brought down by number 44, Colton Deitz, the linebacker, senior for Morris.
Almost
2nd down, 7 to go.
Almost like in hockey, you see a shift change of running backs. You see Fritsch and Saldana come out, and then you see 2 fresh running backs come in. I think one was Chase Patello, and I did not see the other one check in.
Patello hands it off through the middle, and he's across the 45-yard line out to the 46. That's number 3, Chase Patello, 5'7", 160-pound junior. Moves the line of scrimmage across the 45 out to the 46-yard line. 1st down marker is at the 48.5, we'll call it. A 3rd down manageable, about 2.5 yards for a new set of downs. 4:23 before halftime. It's 30-0. Deckerville leads Morris.
41. Brendan Hanley was the other running back checked into the game. So now this time you see the 2 running backs spread apart, 1 right, 1 left.
It's a handoff to Chase Patello. He's shy of the 1st down marker by about 0.5 foot. So this will bring up the first 4th down for Deckerville all night tonight.